Well, the harmonica has just a sound that's unlike any other instrument. When they came up with synthesizers, they could never get a synthesizer to sound like a harmonica because it was just, because so much of the sound of the harmonica is the harmonica player's own lungs and throat and hands. In some ways, I don't think it's as popular as it was a few decades ago. But still, people like to hear it.
You first became acquainted with the harmonica at the age of 15. When did you realize that this was something you wanted to pursue as a career?
Well, I went to college, but then I dropped out of college to join a rock and roll band, and that was in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The band was called New Heavenly Blue. So then I, was pretty serious about following a career in music.
And that was Chris Brubeck, who is the son of jazz pianist Dave Brubeck.
Right.
So how was it being in the fold of the Brubecks? Because you eventually played with both Chris and Dave.
It was a learning experience for sure. It was neither Chris or Dave had ever had a harmonica player in their band, but they liked the way I play, and they just kind of assumed that I could do anything a saxophone could do. And fortunately, I had a good ear, and I held in there for quite a long time.
So you have attained something that a lot of working musicians strive for, and that is a Grammy. Tell me about that experience. What did you win it for?
The Grammy was for Classical Album of the Year. And what? Mad Cat plays on the Classical Album of the Year? But yes, that's what it was for. And there was this huge production at the University of Michigan. A guy named William Balcom is a composer, but also a professor here. He wrote this incredibly huge production and it took an entire symphony, two choruses, a children's chorus, a reggae group, I think five opera singers, myself on harmonica, a chromatic harmonica player from California, and rehearsal started, and he said, I want you to play this little cowboy song and strum guitar and sing it is part of this whole thing, and you'll have some violin backgrounds and something. I said, well, okay, I'll do that. He shall follow his sheep all the day. It says on the Grammy Award, featured soloist. I asked some of the other musicians that played if they got Grammys as well, and they didn't. So I think it's because it was a featured vocal soloist. So me and these opera singers from New York were the ones that got the Grammys. it's so ludicrous. I've been playing music for decades and not very much classical, I must say, but that's how I won my Grammy.
So you've been a musician for 5 decades. You played with some amazing musicians yourself. You have won a Grammy and basically have had an amazing career. Is there a possibility that you may consider retiring soon?
No, none whatsoever. One of my great inspirations was Dave Brubeck, and he was playing music up to the last 6 months of his life, I think, and that's what I intend to do, I guess. Some people, say they can't wait to retire because they don't enjoy their work, but I love my work.